Happy Valentine's Day. Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan. You know, sometimes when you're in love, you feel like you want to live forever. So today on The Weekly Reader, our topic is immortality. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Happy Valentine's Day. The possibility that death is not a final ending is getting a lot of attention these days, and not just in fiction. According to Salon, Google has a $1 billion investment in an immortality research project, and The New Yorker reported that a group of Nobel winners, Silicon Valley moguls, and aging Hollywood royalty have launched a $25 million competition for breakthroughs in technology to, quote, make death optional. For those of us without big money or scientific expertise, three books titled The Immortalists, The Afterlives, and Eternal Life hit the shelves this month. None is perfect, but all are pretty well written, and if you want to live forever, you may want to check them out. Chloe Benjamin's The Immortalists begins in 1969 on Manhattan's Lower East Side. The four Gold siblings, aged 7 to 13, find a way to break out of their midsummer doldrums when they visit a traveling psychic who can supposedly tell you the exact date of your death. The reader is let in only on the prediction given the oldest, a daughter. She will live till January 21st, 2044. The next four sections focus on each sibling in turn, continually ratcheting up the tension about whether the predictions are real. One Gold becomes a dancer, one a Las Vegas stage magician, one a military doctor, one a longevity researcher. In fact, the novel is a Jewish-American family saga driven more by fatalism and psychology than by magic. The complex relationship between the normal and the paranormal is also central to The Afterlives by Thomas Pierce, a novel set in the near future where both church services and clerical jobs are performed by holograms. As one young widow says of the ghost of her late husband, "It's not like he's haunting that chair. It's more like I'm haunting him into it." This woman is dating the narrator, John Byrd, who also has a close relationship with death. Due to a heart problem, he died at 33, but was revived a few minutes later. Now he lives with an app on his phone that controls his heart, as well as with the terrible feeling that there's nothing out there. At least, there wasn't anything he could see. Then his job as a loan officer gets him involved with a Mexican restaurant that has a very weird staircase. The relationship between death and love is at the heart of this book, so it gets the Valentine's Day Award. The only one of the three to go all out for magic and fantasy is Eternal Life by Dara Horn. This is the story of Rachel, a woman who has been alive for 2,000 years and really just wants out. It all began back in Roman-occupied Jerusalem when she got herself in a tricky situation, married to one man, pregnant with another man's baby. Fortunately, the baby daddy, Eleazar, was the son of the high priest. So when the child began to suffer from a fatal wasting disease, Rachel and he were able to bargain with God, trading their deaths for his life. Since then, Rachel has had hundreds of children in dozens of families and has had to watch each of them die, unable to ever die herself, and always running into the baby daddy, who is also marooned in the living world. Her current family includes a granddaughter who tweets, "My grandmother just told us she can't sign off on her will because she can't die. Hashtag crazy old lady."
The books are The Immortalist by Chloe Benjamin, The Afterlives by Thomas Pierce, and Eternal Life by Dara Horn. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.